4 CEF Mobile. How you doing? KK4 POT. Alright, just sitting in the truck, freezing my tail off while the windshield defrosts. I was right there with you this morning. I got 32 showing right now. It feels colder than that, but that's what it shows.
Colder than that?
Yeah, 3. I didn't even realize it was supposed to get that cool.
It sure is.
I programmed another Raspberry Pi last night for Mike. I'm trying to get it back to him tomorrow. So he can get his station back up and going. But, yeah, I had fun doing that, programming it and getting it ready to go. Heard on them things for long. It's over my head, that's for sure. But there's some guys out there that do some excellent videos and stuff on it that really help out for guys like me that don't know what they're doing. So I got to give those guys all the credit. If I start going in the Linux-based systems and stuff like that. Catch up with you too much, but did you get to do a good bit of ski shooting and stuff over the weekend? Not do any ski shooting. They had so many boys, I didn't want to slow the group down because they were, you know, they'd take about 3 or 4 shots apiece, and then they'd go to another one. Once they got through all the boys in one group, and then they moved to another station down there. But, man, that Clinton house, that place is pretty awesome.
But I know several people have been down there, and they said the same thing, just a real, real nice facility.
Nice. And then I got to looking on their website, and, man, you can do pheasant hunts, hog hunts. They charge like $250 for a deer hunt. And I don't know about that, unless I'm guaranteed a deer. I don't know what the $250 is for, but I know they stage, like, quail hunts and stuff for people.
Yeah, that does seem a bit expensive for that, but, you know, hey, I guess to each his own on that. Maybe that's just, so you can say you did it down there or something, be a part of a club, who knows?
Nice setup. I was telling my wife I might consider doing. They got like I think $200 limited membership. I mean, you can do the range and then you can buy targets in bulk. Still not like great on prices, but I mean, I think 33 cents. And they got 4 traps on every station you go to, and they had a ton of stations.
I need to get down there one day and check it out. But yeah, I've heard good things. But now that you start mentioning the pricing thing, it almost seems like that's what the one, I guess if you call it a complaint, complaint people had was that, you know, or just word of caution maybe, is that it's a little pricey. But don't they have like a clubhouse or something there? Like almost like a restaurant or something. It seems like I heard something about that.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it mentioned on the website. And then while we were there, I didn't see it. I know they got duplex. They got, there was a building right next to where we were camping that was not in use. It was like a dining hall or something of some sort, maybe like a banquet hall. But I don't know what they use it for. It wasn't set up for anything at the time.
Jump on the website and check it out. But that's good. I'm glad that they had fun. You got to knock some birds out of the sky, so that's always, man, there's nothing that comes close to doing that. That's always just a lot of fun.
I asked him whether he wanted to go back, because now that he's went, I wouldn't mind going back and trying it. I mean, it's like a lot of fun.
It's a popular place in Georgia, but the name escapes me. That I think is on a rock quarry or something, and like there's times, like some stations where you shoot, you know, kind of like following the ground going down into the quarry and stuff like that, and they say it's just a super cool place to go to, but I've never been to that one either, but I got some buddies who go down there fairly regularly.
Get in the door. house is pretty much from the time the sun comes up to goes down, you can go and go shoot, which is pretty crazy. Set up my radio and maybe make some contacts, but, man, them boys, man, they run around everywhere. I was afraid it's going to trip on my coax or get tangled up in my radials on my antenna or something. I wasn't willing to do it.
Yeah, you don't need to set up any hazards for that. I'm with you on that. Next thing you know, you'd see your radio go flying across the table towards the campfire.
I may look up into a different solution for situations like that. I don't know. Maybe like a mag loop. I might start investigating those.
That definitely could provide a solution there. What are you using now for an antenna, portable?
For antenna or something like that. It's a company that sells theirs on Amazon. Just a little vertical, and you adjust the coil.
You're talking about? Yeah, I've seen those a good bit. That's cool. Yeah, I've got a chameleon that I use for portable, you can run it in a vertical configuration. It does really well. I'm super impressed with that one.
At home, that in-fed half-wave, I really, really thought it was going to be more NVIS. And I don't know if I'm just getting a good bounce on the second time, or, you know, I don't know. It's surprising to me how far across the United States I can get, and sometimes into Western Europe. I can't believe it was set up. I can't believe it's done as well as it's showing me.
That's fantastic. I mean, you come in on my station really well. I don't have any trouble hearing you when you're running. I mean, you come in like on JSA call, I mean, pretty regularly, anywhere from, you know, we'll say plus one or two up to plus 13 or so. That's you're pretty much always in that realm.
Yeah, for ID. Yeah, I think I may need to end up putting some counterposes down or something. I should have it choked off, but my computer gets a little bit weird whenever I'm transmitting. You know, like the mouse, it gets funky. I don't know if I'm getting a little bit of RF in the shack, but that's the only thing I've seen so far.
Then you'll never get around that.
DOT, you ought to grab some of those toroids. You know, I've wrapped, you know, my power cables coming in and my coax right at the transceiver, and it doing that significantly helped me out, and that was just using two of them. So, you know, if you can do that on a couple of places, that might solve your issue.
I wanted to buy some more, because I got some chokes on the back side of the house. I've got one or two up close, but yeah, for some reason it's coming back in to the computer. So even that little touchpad on the laptop, will you can start seeing it affects it a little bit.
Designed very well around RF. It'll work very well. KI4, it's hard to get rid of that.
And crank my power up, which my radio won't do but 100 watts, but still, like right now I'm able to run right around 25, and I'm making, you know, digital modes, I'm doing really plenty of contact, so.
Well, you don't need a lot of power. It's designed to, it should work very well. If you need a lot of power to do that, you've got some antenna issues.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing before, is, my antenna were like, man, you're running 50 watts, but, you know, I barely make contacts, and now that I've got my radio set up right, I mean, like I said, I got my radio set at 25, it usually puts out around 20, and, I mean, I'm getting great signal reports, so I can probably start backing it down now.
Those are designed so you can use low power, that's one of the reasons for them, and it's easier on the transmitter not to push it that hard. Be able to run 10 watts if the band's in good shape. If the band's good, you should be making most of your contacts with that. without trouble. If you got to run 100 watts, there's something wrong.
Pulling up, guys. I need to hop out of here. 7:30 is to everybody. They hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4 POT.
Good with 7-3, Steve. Hopefully you have a great day at work. We'll holler at you another morning.
Hold out, KF4LN. It's cold in here.
In my truck, I'm going anywhere between 31 degrees to 35 degrees, depending on where I'm at.
Alright. Well, once you get some engine temperature in it, and you get the heat cranking up,
get a little bit of freezing rain or sleet Wednesday, but I don't know if it's really going to hit. North part of Spartanburg, I don't know.
The north is getting, Connecticut's going to get slammed up there. They might, my friend of mine said he might get a foot of snow.
I mean, I feel like I remember growing up never seeing snow till after the first of the year. And I mean, here in the last couple of years, we've been getting a little bit here and there. Nothing major, but, you know, it's a little bit of something.
A little bit of snow this winter. So I can see how the dog plays. The little German Shepherd is in it.
Plenty in the snow. Either they just get out there and play in it, or they just stand in it and look at you like, help me out. Shoot, my dog will get out there and start eating the snow. I'm like, no, God, no.
Eat the snow.
Can't take any mouthfuls of it and have to take it back inside.
Pretty much anything.
I used to have a Texas healer in the backyard, man. He would steal tomatoes off of my garden and eat those.
Fire rear house you one time, and every time we go outside there'd be a bee around, I knew the bee wasn't about me. He tried to snap his bee at this dog. What the heck are you doing?
Your dogs all have their own little personality, just like people do. I mean, it's crazy to think that, but, I mean, they all, even if you get the same breed, they'll be totally different.
Had a German Shepherd, and her guide dog, Tansy, and I've never used a guide dog before. I want to see if I could be younger, you know, and I said, well, I want to see how I do it. So I took, she showed me the plans, and I did it. That dog didn't want mine, so I made it mine. Another friend of mine goes, I heard you were moving trees, but he wants my mind. I said, Mike, your dog is terror. He has some kind of yellow lab or something, cat. And that dog, boy, I'll tell you what, that dog didn't mind worth a darn. But I made it mine 2 minutes with me and found out that I wasn't going to take his crap. He was testing me to see what he could get away with.
Yeah, I was over at a friend's house one time, me and a couple buddies, and we were watching some, I don't remember if it was boxing or, you know, MMA or whatever it was, and everybody had that moment where something happened, everybody jumped up, excited, daggum, English bulldog grabbed a hold of one of my buddy's pants and ripped his pocket off, whatever, they grabbed him, grabbed right of his butt and pulled his pocket off the back of his pants.
What's wrong?
He got his mouth on it. He didn't let go till it came loose.
I'll tell you a funny story about a guide dog a friend of mine had. James, Jimmy Ahern worked for a hospital in the laundry. And he was walking to work when he used to pet his dog in harness, and he would never do that. One day, he forgot to pet the dog. And another one of my friends was walking down the street same time he was watching him. The dog decided it didn't do nothing wrong, so it went around the pole and slammed Jimmy right into the pole because it was mad at him. I started laughing.
It's funny. It's sad, but funny.
So, you know, I had to learn about guide dog handling because all my friends had dogs, and at the convention I said, can I join the guide dog team? I want to know how to handle a dog, so in case, you know, someone's just got a dog at harness and want to get away, or I want to make sure I'm not doing nothing that is bad for the dog when it's in the harness with the owner. He said, that's a good idea. So I went to the meetings and learned from it. And this one guy had a dog, this one girl had a dog, went to guide dog training with 5 of us. When she took the dog home and had a problem with her kid, it wouldn't bite her, when she spent time with her son, it bite her instead of the son, so they actually had to get her another dog because of it. Remember one thing, the guide dog has to work in the city, in the country, around gunshots, all kinds of noise around the street. You know, you can't have a skittish dog. You don't always know in training. You guess which dog's going to match which purpose sometimes. Something like that happens. You can't do much about it. It's sad when it happens, but sometimes some dogs are hard to train. When you use a guide dog, you got to train the instinct out of the dog, and that's very hard to do.
Good just to train my dogs to sit or, you know, hold still for a little while. What some people are able to do with dogs is great.
Yes, I met a guy at a convention. We were in Washington, D.C., I think it was, or something like that, or Florida. They actually trained the Siberian Husky as a guide dog. Now, I was impressed.
I don't know how people do it. I mean, just the skill and understanding you have to have is just unreal.
I said, how'd the dog work out? He said, oh, well, what happened was, the reason I found out about it was, you know, I brought out this husky, and I was in the hall, somewhere to find my room, and I just happened to open the door, and I hear this guy say, could someone help me out? And I said, what happened? And his guide dog got loose, and he told me the dog's name, and he called the dog, would you? So I called this guide dog, and for some reason, minded me, and came over to me, and he came down the hall and got him. But, you know, that's a pain in the neck when a dog runs down the hall and gets way out of heart. And, you know, it's not easy to get a dog anyway, under any conditions, especially not a crazy, fast-running, Siberian Husky.
I can see that.
But what he said was, he said, the problem with Huskies is, you know, that dog will only work for him, and that's it.
And now, now everybody's got some kind of, they're not really service dogs, but, you know, everybody carries a dog everywhere now, even in the grocery store.
They trade the hearing dogs to let people know certain things they need to know, and, I mean, it's pretty cool service. You know, the veterans have dogs, or they've had old people that have problems getting around. My friend trained her guide dog if she dropped something. The dog was fetched, like she was dropped the keys one time. And I said, oh, boy, I can't find any for you, dude. But I think I know where it went. So she got the dog. The dog went home, found her hotel key for her, brought her back over. That dude with the venison yesterday. I lost that bottle. I looked there where the nurse did too. My brother found it last night. He had kicked it all the way underneath behind the chair. I looked everywhere. I couldn't even get it with my cane. We had to get more medicine. But what I did now is I got the medicine all in the coffee can now. And I got it on top of the table, put all of it in it. So I don't think he'll do that again.
He would not.
If I put anything on that table, if he sees you put that bell down on that table, he's gonna try to get it.
It's W Mobile. How are you? Yep, doing pretty well sitting here defrosting right now.
You start from the inside at night where you can start the vehicle and you can have your coffee while it's warming up.
Sit unattended out here running. It'll be gone when you get out there.
Really, man?
There's laws against doing that. I never realized that. But I've heard there's laws against leaving your vehicle running but unattended.
Take time to run to at 5 o'clock in the morning to do that.
Yeah, you technically can't get out of it with it running and walk away from it.
I know you can starve, yeah. If you gotta leave the car unlocked, let you know the neighborhood really well. Have a car it's not in real good shape, so if somebody seals it, as long as you got 2 years, good shape. Going to school West Haven, we had a 1974 PAL, it was an ugly car. And that thing, so I said, well, I wanted to seal this thing. I left the keys down as I went to tech school. She got me up. We left it out there with the key. The windows rolled down and the keys in it, and no one sold it. That's how bad it was.
My truck is, once I get in it and drive down the road, with it being diesel, it's really not good to turn it right back off and then turn it back on. So most times I have to stop by the store, I leave it running. So I just hope for the best. Nobody pulls up and gives me a ticket.
More likely to get it stolen than to get a ticket.
Running in the house and have to go between the van and the house. And one day he went outside and some kid stole his van out of the car while he was working in the house. Went down the road, flipped his oil, his work van over.
But she left her lease car unattended, and they eventually recovered it with it still running. And then BMW used to be weird, had a little wheel that you had to turn the heat up and down, and they said the heat was still going wide open wherever they found the cars. I guess they couldn't turn it off, so they ditched it.
Most of our cars, they have a feature which sometimes you got to watch. Some cars you can. One of my friends went in, I was with him, he went in for a couple of drinks one night, and we forgot the car was running outside in the parking lot with the door unlocked, no one stole it.
Nowadays, and then once school lets out, you know, you got to kind of worry because you get kids and teenagers that are, you know, just wandering around with something, wanting something to do.
You know what's funny? When I was younger, we did a few little pranks here and there, but we would never do something that stupid.
I did a lot of stupid stuff, and stealing a car was never one of those.
Never got involved. One, I didn't want to get arrested for doing it. And two, I knew if my old man ever caught me involved in something like that, stealing the car would be the worst of the least of the problems.
Remember how old I was? I went to a little cricket one time, and I snatched up a couple fireworks, and I got away with it. So I went back and did it again. And that time I got caught, and the guy followed me home on my bicycle, and he told my parents. Oh, my God, man, they took it to me. But, I mean, I deserved it, and I ain't never done it since, and I ain't no desire to do it again.
The man was right about it. I mean, if I did something, I would deserve what I got. And it wouldn't have been the law that would have done it.
So what happened? The guy's like, well, if you'll take care of it, then I won't call the cops. And my parents did, man. They definitely took care of it.
I'm sure your parents said, if I ever catch you doing something like that again, you're going to get arrested for one, and two, you're going to get what I'm going to give you. That's going to be a lot worse.
Get that again. All right, gentlemen, I got to walk inside the plant. 7-3s to both of you. Hopefully you have a good day, and we'll holler at you another morning on the radio. KO4CF, and I'll be clear after you find them.
Andrew, have a good day and drive safe in the morning. KN4TFW.
5:30 now, or quarter after 5.
20 to 6.
At 6 o'clock, so I had to get up down a couple times last night, not as bad. Get on my transmitter of some kind. This handy talk is going to blow up. It doesn't have the duty cycle it needs. You fell down.
Well, today.
Wife are going to Tennessee for a couple days, I think, tonight. I'm going to tell her, you better be ready for ice and stuff, because I think he's going to be right in it.
You like 42 today.
Up in Tennessee, a place to go up the mountains up there, friends here. Up in the mountains for a while, for a day or so, or two. They got a boy from Carol, the dogs and all that stuff. And they're just, yeah, because I couldn't take care of his dogs. So wait, Pop, why wouldn't you try it?
A bit harder than that cat.
I've never been in the house with Axel. and I don't know how he would act. I'd have to take him out in harness to get him in his pen and out of the pen, and I told my brother, you know, I need to spend some time with you and Crystal in the house with the dog and outside with the dog, so he understands that there's not any real problem with what he's seeing with me, and he'll get used to it. Axel's a very, very territorial shepherd, so it's going to take a lot of patience. And like I said, I'm going to have to, I told him to give you a harness to hold him, like you put on a guide dog, so I can hold him and leash him, and I'll try to walk across the, you know, walk, even if I walk only 100 feet with him, and get him to mind, once he understands that I am a pack leader, he'll be good about it. And I walk with the dog, I'm going to have to use a cane along with him, so I'm going to have to get him used to the cane. It's going to be quite a process to get him and I to work together. I want to play ball with him to start with, even if I can't find the ball. And so then once he realizes that there's a reason why I can't see him, he'll figure it out. The dog, I've been around other people's dogs before, and sometimes the cane is quite a challenge for them. And the fact that you can't see them, they get a little testy about it.
Something that you would only know by experience, right?
We don't have eye contact with the dog, so it doesn't understand that. And white cane, which it conceives as a stick, and it doesn't understand what that's about. I should have spent more time training dogs when I was younger, but I just never took the time doing it. Think about it. You know, I can handle different dogs, even if a guide dog user. I could work two different types of dog equally well, which is very unusual for one person to do. When you do things in life, you don't have time for everything that you probably should do.
In the way, right?
Machine shop, dealing with a bipolar mom and depression and people and things and shops and travel, and you know, you can't. And I was crazy when I was younger. I was crazy when I was a kid. My 30s, 40s, the reason that was when I was in my 20s, I got thrust into society. It just wasn't, I didn't understand what challenges really were going to be.
Definitely difficult.
But blind school, sitting in two buildings, can't go there or nowhere in your hole between the times you're 9 years old and the time that you're 14, and you don't go out of the school grounds. The first time I went to a store with a white cane to buy a candy bar, I was 14 years old. It's have to learn to do. You know, all those things. You know, if I had been home, that would have never happened. Okay, for that, back in 19, in the early late 60s, early 70s, there wasn't good facilities for blind kids. And Connecticut at the time had the best facilities for blind people. That's the only reason I moved there.
KN4TFW.
Oh. I think I would have fit in better in the South. Which would have been good. I would have had to get bus riding experience, people experience, just going to school on the weekend. Even if I was in the school all week, I would have been doing that by myself on the weekends, and that would have been real good. Hey, you know what? I've done a lot in my life, and I hope I'll get a little more done before I'm gone. I hope the few projects I started, I want to finish, I can. The cold is different down here than it is up north. I don't know what it is.
You're definitely right about that. It's kind of hard to explain.
Because your blood's all thin. I don't know. If I was a kid, I was at 20 below zero. I came down here. It was in the 20s. It still was beating me to death. Cars, I can't work out in the cold like this on a car. My fingers would freeze to the wrenches. I can't even hold them. I couldn't even do it anymore.
with gloves.
Because if you slip the wrench, usually by the time you feel you got a cut, you turn your head, you got blood running down your head, and say, oops, I got to cut myself. Take the medical gloves. Cat did the nurse yesterday.
What's that?
She's working by the table. And the crazy cat jumped right up for her lap. I couldn't believe it.
Sure.
Two, he... Some of the reasons, too, I found when she comes over, some of the reasons he bothers me is he just wants to see what's going on when she's wrapped my leg. Now, one time I went downstairs and I had my leg wrapped in the German Shepherd. He went, you know what he did? He found exactly the spot on the outside of my badge and smelled it, but he didn't lick it, so I knew it wasn't. I said, you know, the dog didn't try to lick that. He goes, that's good if it didn't try to lick the badge. It smelled right through it. That dog found exactly where that cut was on my leg, exactly. It's an incredible smell.
Smell something at a full dead run and turn on a dime and come back to it.
Hey, dog. The dogs at the airport that they have, you know, the bomb, different dogs, all that stuff. You know what, this morning, I want to go fix the car, take my medicine, that way I know what time to get
it. It kind of broke up a little bit there.
Here at 6 o'clock so that I know what time I'm starting to take my medicine.
Yeah, it's about 6 minutes to six right now.
Harry holds up. There's a shovel at 6 o'clock.
Running a few minutes late this morning.
That's not too bad, though.
In right now.
I like diesel trucks for doing heavy pulling. You know, if you're doing a lot of pulling stuff or loading, or if you're going low up in the mountains, it works well. You know, it was sometimes I was talking to the ambulance driver. They got a V10 gas job. And the reason they use the gas job is because Greenville, it's all local stuff, so they use the gas. It's a gas plant, you know. But he sounds pretty good. He hopped on over to get up on the highway. It moves pretty good.
Too bad with this Hemi.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Hemi's a pretty good, what size Hemi is it? Is it the smaller one or the bigger one?
0.7.
That's not a bad, that's actually pretty good. That 5.7 Hemi is pretty good. Pretty good engine. I like them. Original, how big and heavy the old original 426 Hemi was, the original design, was the old design of it?
No, I never have.
Okay, today with a good engine, boy, that thing was heavy. That thing was heavy cast iron, boy. Put good aluminum heads on that thing. That thing was heavy. My leg is not going to let me do this any longer. 73, I'll catch you later. It's going to be darn near 6.
Now have a good day, and I'll catch you in the morning. Yeah, it's 2 minutes to 6. You have a good one. KN4TFW.